In Afghanistan, the trial of 8 foreign aid workers charged with preaching Christianity resumed today for the first time since the September 11th hijackings in the United States. The workers, including two Americans from the German-based group Shelter Now, were detained in early August. Fears for their safety were raised following the terrorist attacks in the United States. Isolated from much of the world community, the Taliban also has waged a long war with the beleaguered opposition forces in northern Afghanistan. NPR's Anne Garrels is in the city of Faizabad in northeastern Afghanistan, near the country's borders with Pakistan and Tajikistan. She reached us by satellite phone.
I'm about as far away from you, I think, as I could possibly be. I'm in Faizabad, which is the only city in northeastern Afghanistan and the last bastion of the opposition to the Taliban. It's basically their capital. Since the Taliban took over Afghanistan, they've eaten away at the opposition strongholds, and this is pretty much what is left. This is now the capital. It's situated in a narrow valley along a river. I'm surrounded by bleak, rocky, just totally beige mountains, tall peaks, and the village, or the capital, the city with about 100,000 people, is essentially made up of a collection of straw and mud huts which match the mountains.
What's the condition of life there?
I'd say it really hasn't changed in hundreds of years. It's a very traditional place, although they don't like the extremist form of Islam the Taliban supports. So all of the women are veiled on the streets. Obviously, as I walk around, that causes a certain amount of consternation, if not surprise, since foreigners don't usually come here. The situation is pretty bad economically and made worse by 2 years of drought. The hills here actually should be at least partially green, but they're not. And people have suffered here because in this tiny, narrow valley, it's generally an agricultural area. Malnutrition is extremely high, especially amongst kids. I'm told that 30 of the 1.5 million people who live in this region, many of whom who fled the Taliban and came up here, all need international assistance. And as I said, this is so remote, the supply lines have been cut by the Taliban to the rest of Afghanistan, basically. And so they rely on routes in from Pakistan. But to do that, most of the supplies have to come in initially on donkey because the terrain is so rough. And then it can be transported in by truck. So you can imagine the markets have only the most basic supplies, and people here depend on those medical supplies that the international community can bring in.
Are you talking to any of the opposition there? And are they saying anything about the possibility of American military action?
Basically, everyone in Faizabad supports the opposition and is against the Taliban. So when you say, have I been talking to the opposition, that's every person here. Initially, when after the terrorist strikes and against the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the States and the U.S. officials saying that there would be a response, people here thought that it was going to be immediate. They thought their lives might change immediately. Now they're beginning to take a more realistic approach. Also, I have to say that the Northern Alliance, the opposition, which is made up of disparate religious and ethnic groups against the ethnic Pashtuns, who are the Taliban for the most part, it's a very shaky alliance. Militarily, they've lost ground over the past years. Faizabad is now the last outpost. They've lost all the other major cities. They want to show us that their military is capable of doing something, but nothing has changed on the ground. They're worried that if the Americans do bomb, they say, great if you hit the Taliban and Taliban military positions, but don't kill civilians. After 23 years of war in this country, you know, these people can't really take much more. There's no real thirst for more war. They would like to get rid of the Taliban, but the military isn't very strong. They're the only ones saying, you know, give us more supplies and we'll take care of it. But it's still a very small army.
We've been hearing from the deposed king of Afghanistan. He's been saying he's ready to help the people of his country. Is there a role for the king?
Well, people here are so desperate, caught as they are between the Northern Alliance and the Taliban, that, you know, if any third way appeared, that would be great. But most of the people here don't think the king is a real possibility. He's extremely old, and at the most, they hope that he could maybe unite people, but it would only be for a short time, given his age.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Faizabad, Afghanistan. Thanks a lot, Anne.
Thank you.